It's so easy to feel like an awkward, uninvited guest at the party of your own life. As well as recording and touring music, I worked as a pastor throughout my 20s, which, among many things, allowed me to walk alongside people, creating spaces for processing and exploring the big questions and everyday realities that really make up our lives. I found that so many people, myself included, go throughout their day not entirely sure whether they're meant to be here. It's as if we're awaiting a particular moment of validation, whether vocational or relational, that will provide the sense of belonging and wholeness that we crave. The truth is, that moment may never come. And if it does, it's probably fleeting. To quote the modern mystic Jim Carrey, I think everybody should get rich and famous and do everything they ever dreamed of so they can see that it's not the answer. What we need is a deeper truth about being here and being us. We need to stumble upon something ancient that is refreshingly new, a story that awakens us to the magic, the mystery, and the miracle of simply getting up in the morning. We are here in our bodies despite incredible odds. The chances of our existing in the first place were almost zero, or, more accurately, one in a number too large to fit on this page that I'm reading. To quote Carl Sagan, every one of us is, in the cosmic perspective, precious. If a human disagrees with you, let him live. In 100 billion galaxies, you will not find another. However, arriving here, as impossible as it was, wasn't the hard part. It needed no effort or intention. It is the decision we make to be here, to remain and to say yes to the invitation extended by each moment that requires us to choose whether we shall truly live by being present or exist in a haze of numbed indifference. My journey into some of these realizations and revelations over the past decade has been through what I've tried to summarize as following, building, and reclaiming. To pursue the ancient art of following in our age, so entrenched with independence and self-obsession, is really quite a rare and radical thing to do. In following, we learn to let go of our pride and face our shame, realizing that both are the expressions of a soul in turmoil. Our pride prevents us from confessing that perhaps we don't know it all, and our shame hides us away beneath the fig leaves of fear, terrified that we'll be exposed for being the fraud, the thief, and the fool that deep down we believe we are. There are countless books out there about becoming a great leader. Many of them are brilliant. This just isn't one of them. We're more interested in learning what it is to follow. In following, we become a beginner again. Our curiosity transcends our cynicism, and the world hums with a certain aliveness as it did when we were children. It's so easy to consider the life you're living to be like the warm-up act before the band everyone came to see, waiting for something spectacular that only distracts from the significance of what is already happening. In building, we choose to break the ground we're standing on and get our hands dirty. We choose the gritty present reality over some abstruse fantasy land where nothing grows, bearing witness to the blooming of a garden even here and even now. In reclaiming, we do the work of reconciliation. We seek out that which has been lost, stolen, and forgotten. We create as an act of revolution, a rebuilding of what was torn down. We sing a better song, like Orpheus in the Greek myth, whose holy melody saved his fellow sailors from the beautiful yet deadly song of the sirens. There's an ancient scripture that says, "The whole earth is yearning for the children of God to be revealed." Romans chapter 8, verse 19, NIV paraphrased. Could that be true? As wild and ridiculous as it sounds, could it be that creation itself is awaiting the day that we all realize who we have always been and how unique the sound of our life is?